idea of the Arizal appears in Kismei Ari. It's based on a Tikkuni Zohar Tikkun Chaf Aleph. We know that Yom Kippur is a day, and that is called Yom HaKippurim, Yom Kippurim. It's a day that is like Yom Kippur, clearly highlighting, clearly highlighting that even with the Shabboson aspect of Yom Kippur, a day that's incredibly meyuchad, Yom HaChof, Amin Aleph, the Sotan doesn't have any Shlita, one day a year, with all that, still it's only a day that is Kippurim, Yom Kippurim. It's a day that is like Purim. So many understand it simply at face value, that with all the holiness, all the Kedusha, all the Nitzaitis and Hashpo of Yom Kippur, it only still pales in comparison to the even more lofty Yom Tov of a Purim. Along comes a Gra, the Kutei Gra Miksav Yad, page 308, writes the Vilna Gaon as follows. It's not simply a vart that we're saying that Yom Kippur isn't as choshev, as unique, as whatever bechina you want to take, but still in certain areas, it's only a day that's like Purim. If we're judging Yom Kippur in light of Purim, writes the Vilna Gaon, how we're calling Yom HaKippurim, thereby encompassing therein the concept of Purim within Yom Kippur, it must be that they're really two halves of a greater whole. They're really Shnei Chatzom L'Matveya Echad. They really come together as one Yontif. And Mimela explains the Gra. We have a Gemara twice in Shas, Be'ya Tezvav Amad Beis, Pesachim Samachas Amad Beis, and Machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and his colleague Rabbi Yeshua. And Eliezer says, every Yontif is Kula Hashem, Kula Hashem. We paskin Rabbi Yeshua, every Yontif is Chalkei Uchatzel Hashem, Chatzel Hashem. Which is why, Pinim Yeshulchan Agra, Parshas Rei, why do we call it a Yontif? Yontif is Gematria 73. How do we get to 73? Chatzi Lachem, Chatzi Lachem. Lachem is Laman Chav Mem, which is Gematria 90. Half of 90 is 45. Lachem is Laman in 26, 56. Half of 56 is 28. Half of Lachem, 45. And it's a half of Lachem, which is 28. 45 and 28 is 73. That's why it's called a Yontif. Every Yontif is called a Yontif, because we Paskin Rebbe Yeshua. Chalkeu, Chatzi Lashem and Chatzi Lachem. I, what about Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is Kula Lashem. I, Rabbi Yeshua, what about Purim? Purim. Ba'ofen Shitchi is Kula Lachem. It all belongs to you. Along comes the Gra. That's the Kavana Amuka. And the Tikkuni Zohar Tikkun Chavav. Ba'etzim, they're two halves of a greater coin. They're Ba'etzim, two halves of one same Yontif. Yom Kippur is one half of the Yontif, and that's the part that is dedicated to Lashem. Purim is the Chalek that is dedicated to Lachem. Amela, Sof Kol Sof, you really don't have any exceptions to the rule. Even Aliba Rabbi Yeshua, it's one Yontif. Chalkeu, Chatz Lashem, Chatz Lachem. We give the Yom Kippur component to the Abishter, and we take the Purim part, and we keep that for ourselves. That is Purim. That's the Vilna Gaon. And we mentioned in the past the Pachad Yitzchak. Rafuner has a Gavaldige short Maimar. Enyan Ches, Maimar Ches, and his Pachad Yitzchak in Purim. He says, based on the Vilna Gaon, and we could still suit to the Gemara Brachos Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Why? The Gemara says that Rav Alexandri, Kanhavi Messiah Tzeluse, he would finish up with Shmon Esrei, and he would say that Klai Yisrael cries out repeatedly to the Eberstar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ritzoneinu Lasas Ritzayin Chami Ma'akev. All we want to do is Yeratzen. What's holding us back? What's preventing us? Sor Shem Isim Shem Malchios, Akdashi Sor Shem Isim Yitzharim Yitzharechav, Shem Malchios, the constant anti-Semitism, all the harassment by the nations that surround us continuously. Those are the two aspects that preclude us, Ledori Doris, from carrying out Ratzon Hashem. Hazok Rav Hunner Givaldik. Who is responsible when he brings us for shame? Rav Yitzchak Blazer. I didn't see it in the Pre Yitzchak in the Koch Vayar, but I found it in Agdam on the Sefer Tumas Yitzchak by a different Rabbi Yitzchak. Agdam on the Sefer Tumas Yitzchak in Yerodea. We mentioned it also by Rabbi Yonas and Eifshitz, Yaros Davash. He discusses this Indian, as does the Chassam Sefer and the Sefer Zikor and Dafayin Aleph, as does the Yalka Targir Shuni on the Gemara and Shabbos, Peites Amud Beis. And what is that chiluk? The chiluk is, we want to do Ratzon Hashem, two things holding us back. Who's responsible, Kaviyochol, for giving us a Yitzhar and the Sor Shavi? He said, the Eibishter. Gemara says in Brochus, Amad Bezim and Aleph, and Mole Mikros Hololu, Nismota to Raglaim, Shasoni Yisrov, and Hasata Levevim, Mibasar Chamata, Hasibosa Maslima Macharoinis. Eibishter, you gave us the Yitzhar, you're holding us accountable, but you're the one who implanted an evil inclination in our midst. So Kaviyochol, Hashem is responsible for the Sor Shavi Yisrov, that ingredient that holds us back from doing Ratzon Hashem. Who is responsible for Shiva Malchios? Zok Ramban and Parshas told us all the Shiva Malchios is Noveya from the Brocha that Yitzchak bestowed upon Esav Achar B'chotichi. It all comes from the Brocha, the Chavivus and the Alva, the Yitzchak, and the ultimate, the Brocha that he bestowed on his son Yitzchak. So Yitzchak says to the Eibishter on Shabbos Peitzes Amud Beis, Eibishter, you can't destroy Klal Yisrael. They're your bonim, they're my bonim. Not only that, he does all cheshbon and achreik and chosakom, tises chotos amutavim, love, pog yalai, pog yalacha, chatzi yalai, chatzi yalacha. Why half and half? Because Eibishter, what caused the Jews to sin throughout all of history? The Yitzhara and Shiva Malchias. You gave them the Yitzhara. You have to take responsibility for the Yitzhara aspect. And Shiva Malchias of Yitzchak, I'm responsible for that. I'm the one who gave the bracha. Achar b'chotichia, I gave him the kayach of the sword. I stone into Esav. Amela pagilai pagilecha chatzi alai v'chatzi alecha. I'm responsible for half, and you're the reverse. Kaviyach responsible for half, and that is Yitzchak. That's Yitzchak who never laughs anywhere in the pages of Chumash. He's named for laughter. Rashi says anachlecha perkutayin pasuk test. He's not named for his own laughter. He's named for the laughter of his parents. Interestingly enough, Yitzchak is the only one who doesn't cry. The one whose essence is laughter. Understandably, he never cries anywhere in Chumash. Avraham Avinu cries in the beginning of Chayesur, Lisbon, the Sora, Vilav Kosa. Yaakov and Parshas Vayitzei, Vayishak Yagdur Chalayev, Lefianias Taiti, it's very Geshmak. The one who is all Etzamos is one of Tzchok. You never find him laughing anywhere in Chumash, crying anywhere in Chumash. Balamaisi doesn't laugh either, aye, but one day he's going to laugh, right? It's the Zohar Chelikalam Tzadivamam and Aleph. How does he get the Yud? The Hey of Avram, and with the Hey of Sarah, Hey and Hey, equals 10, Gematria Yud. They gave him the Koach of the Yud. So right now he was named for laughter because of the laughter of his parents. One day in the future he's going to laugh. What is laughter letting go? Right, Rav Yitzchak is a chover, and as Mogin Vitzina comes to Zohar, page 66, in his Or Torah, commentary of Avraham Achi Agros, Amalas Ator, page 252, what is Tzchok laughter? It's letting go. It's a total sense of overflowing of Ashpa. When is Yitzchak going to let go? He says the fewest words out of all the others in the face of the Chumash. He's really just here to be the Ben, that's the Hemshech, the Binyan, on his father. He digs the same wells, give them the same names. In the future, he's going to let go. Who's going to be the one to save? Klai Yisol Dore Doros? That's Yitzchak who saves Klai Yisold in the future, Sukkot and Beis and Beis. When we list the Zion row and Rashi brings the Gemara Shabbos, Beis and Beis, why is Yitzchak not listed? He was too busy saving Klal Yisrael. He's not listed as one of the seven shepherds. He's the one who saves Klal Yisrael. Yitzchak, he's going to let go. That's when we're going to see the ultimate Tzchok. Hi, when do we encounter Tzchok? Tehillim Kuf Chavav and Pasuk Beis, Oz Yimoli Sechopino, Oz Aleph and Zion 8. When you get to Lamailam and Atem, and then of course it's Yitzchak. Yitzchak is Gematria 208, which is Shema Vaya 26 times 8. Yosef was 26 times 6. He was the Bechina of the Vav, that's 156. Yaakov is one step above that, it's 26 times 7, that's 182. Gematria Yaakov. And Yitzchak is above that, is Lamailam and Atem. 26 times 8 is 208, and that's Yitzchak, Lamailam and Atem. When does he laugh in the future? When do we laugh? Shlomo writes initially, Perek Laman Aleph, Pasuk Chavei. We're going to laugh in the future. When we get to 8, Lamalam and Ateva. And then Oziyamoli, right now, Brochus Laman Aleph, Laman Aleph, I'm Rabbi Yechid, Meshum, Meshum, Nechai, Meyum Shachar, Beis, and Mikdosh, Osu, Liodu, Lamalai, Piv, Schop, Yol, Lamazar, Shinab, Oziyamoli, Sechopino. But right now, we don't fill our mouths with laughter. Yitzchak, and he's laughing. What is the one Yotiv that we laugh like Meshuganos? And that we go all out, the day said, Yemei Mishtav, Simcha, we have Givaldi, Yitzchak, we put on masquerades, costumes, and we have laughter. That is Purim. So what Shaychus? One Shaychus, Purim, Tzchok, Vechulei, and what's this idea all about? So perhaps we could shed light on yet another correlation between the two halves of this one Yatif, Yom Kippur, and Purim. Take it back to something I mentioned in the past to add another Nakuda tonight with Siyata Dishmai. And that is as follows. And we know that it all started downhill when Adam and Chava partook of the Eitz Hadas Tovara. So everybody knows they transgressed the first law in the Torah, Bereishis Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Meitz Adas Tovaro Lo Sechamero. That's the first Lo Sase, it's the first negative commandment of the Torah. But as the Radak of David Kimchi, Rabbeinu Machai, and the Meshach Chochem all point out, that Lo Sase was indeed preceded by an earlier Asay. The first commandment issued to Adam and Chava is, Mikol Eitz Hagan Ochel Tochel. I want you to go out into my garden and enjoy the coconuts, the mangoes, the apples, the oranges, the bananas, Vechulei. Go out and I'm giving you a Mitzvah Sase. Writes the Zohar, all the Tanya Mitzvahs, the Asays were included in this first Asay, and all the subsequent Los Asays encompassed somehow in this Los Asay. So Adam and Chava, their litmus test was going to be what? I want you to go out and eat, eat, eat from every single tree in the garden. The Meshach Chochmah even writes, this is the source of Lozer's enigmatic statement in the Yerushalmi Yehuda Kedushin, Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Beis. Amar Lozer, Osa Litin in the Mecheshban. It's a Pella. In the future, we're going to come up to Beis Din Shamayla. Hashem's going to say, did you eat my apples, my oranges, my coconuts, my mangoes, tomatoes, potatoes, b'chule? I gave you all these gavaldiga fruits and vegetables. Did you get hanoja? Did you enjoy a piece of steak? I'm going to ask you, if your eyes saw it, they beheld it. Did you get hanoja? Where's the makarva such a thing? Mechitesi, precious, out the Meshachokma. The source is this Pasuk, Emrachis, Perbeis, Pasuk, Tezayin. Abishur could have just said, don't eat from this tree, and I would have drawn the obvious inference. It would have left me with the clear mashwal. So, well, if I can't eat from this one, Ramela, I can eat from every other one. And yet, Avishur says, before I even command them such, I'm going to issue a specific assay. I mean, kol eitzagan o chotuk lo Torah doesn't waste words. This is the first assay, followed thereafter by lo's assay. So what happened? We messed up. Amr and Chava messed up. They took the world with them. And they're in this, Gar Shumi Gan Eden, they're sent out. So we got to get back in. And we got to get back in. And the whole Indian of Yemos Mashiach, Achra Sayyam, writes the Ramban in Parshas Nitzav, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Vav, writes the Maral Netzach Yisol, Perek Nun, and many other Rishonim and Achonim. The whole Tachas of Achra Sayyam is, we're going back to a Matzav of Odom and Chava Kodem Achay. That means Achra Sayyam is taking us to a Metzias, to a Matzav of Odom and Chava before they sin. So we got to get back there. How are we going to get back there? Lefini Estaiti. And we have two holy Yom Tovim, a Yom Kippurim. We have a Yom Kippurim. We have a permit Sarcheni and Phineas Dieti. Hold on to your seats. I think what we see going on is as follows. And what is Yom Kippur? As the Vilna Gaon told us, Yom Kippur is Kol Hashem. Yom Kippur, there's no Achila, there's no Shtia. That's it. We're mamish like angels. We don't touch anything in the world of Gashmi. No Tasha Shamita, Nila Sasal, no. Just to stand there and daven and give everything over to the Mishnah. What is Purim? Purim is the one day, writes the Brisker of. It's not just Be Mekayim, a Mitzvah Simchas Yontiv. It is defined by Etzim Atzmi Yusa. As Yemei Mishnah B'Simcha, that's the Etzahayin Neimek. Brochayin Likutei Agriz. That's what the day is. It's a day of eating and drinking. The only day the whole year, 365. Megillah Zayin and Beis. Amarav Chayim and Shalub Sumi Bepuri Adalo Yada. How long should you eat and drink Bechulei? So what's going on here? In addition, we mentioned you cannot ignore the incredible correlation and association of Purim to the sense of smell. Now let's go back to the Nusach Megillah Zayin and Beis. It doesn't say you have a mitzvah to drink. It says Mechayim and Shalub Sumi. Zaltrashi, you got to drink. But what is the lashon of the Gemara? The choice terminology is you got to lipsumi. You got to smell. You bosem. You got to smell like wine. What's going on over here? Writes there, Rizon is beer and Sefer Yetzirah Perakay. We have 12 organs on the face. Each one corresponds to a different month of the year. Other chodesh. Other corresponds to the after the nose. Rosh Rabozil says other odor. That's clearly you can't write. The nose that always knows. This is the one month not to know. Adol Yoda. A nose that always knows. Akoponim. That is the nose. The af corresponds to chodesh other. What's going on here? Esther. Another name. Gemar Megillah. Hadassah. What do we know about the Hadass? It's the one of the Dalamin. It has a reach exclusively and it doesn't have a top. And Mordechai, Chulun Kaflamatas Reis, Mordechai Menatramenai, Shinamar, Amar Daror, a spice, Rosh Lebesomim, Amitara Gaminon, Amer Dachia, Mordechai is a spice. Esther's a spice. We got a smell on part. It corresponds to the apple. What's going on here? We've mentioned many times the B'nai Yisosko, the Meimorim, and others. B'nai Yisosko, the Dinavah writes in a few places. What's the one way to go back to Gan Eden? Aderech L'Reach. They messed up with Eitzadas Tavro. They saw the tree. They touched it. They listened. They tasted it. The one smell, the one chush that they didn't defile, that they didn't profane. How is the Chush Erech? There's only one way to go back to Gan Eden. The Chush Erech. Who's the only individual in Tanakh who actually went up to Gan Eden Machayev? I'm not talking about Eliyahu Novi. And the Tisha, Shezach, Shinichus, Abachayim, the Gan Eden, the end of Derech Zuta, Perak Aleph, and Kalar Abasi, Perak Gimel, who the Maisa went up to Gan Eden and came out alive and continued living in this world. Only one person. Who's that? Yitzchak. Where did he go? After Arkadius Yitzchak, 37 to 40 years old, writes the Medrash Agoda, writes the Rokeach, and writes the Paneach Raz, another Rishonim. He went up to Gan Eden to be healed. Who's the only one who went to Gan Eden? Yitzchak. How can he get there? Because Yitzchak took the Maral. Yitzchak is Reach Avoda, the Amen Avoda, Reach Nichoach, Karbonis. He was a Korban himself, Arkadius Yitzchak. Yitzchak comes and he sees Yaakov, a Yorachas Reach Magonim. He smelled the smell of Gan Eden. How did he know? Zuk the Megalamukas. Because he was there. Avayorachas Reach Magonim. He was there. He knew what Gan Eden smelled like. He could go in because he goes into Chush HaReach. And what is Purim? Medrash Shochetel and Mishle Parsha Tesla. So love all the more than we're going to be with Taleb. Except for Purim. So love was like the Rami Mokas Megillah per base. Halach Yirches. All this farm will be bought. Except Megillah says that which Yontav is Achris HaYomim. And that's the Chush HaReach. That is Purim. Af. Lipsumi. Hadas. Meiradachia. It's all about spices. This is going into Gan Eden. Going into Gan Eden. Because of Purim, we can go into Gan Eden and Hanami. Phineas Daiti, Yom Kippur is what? Yom Kippur, of course, is the Tikkun. for having eaten from the Eitz Hadas Tovarah, we have two halves of a Yotiv. The half of the Yotiv of Yom Kippur is to be machaper, is to atone for the fact that we ate from something we ought not to have eaten from. Comes Yom Kippur and says, stay away from food and be masaki nachila Eitz Hadas Tovarah. I belike the Radak Rabbeinu Mechayim Shechokhma. What about the fact that we weren't mekayim the asay of eating and drinking l'shem shamayim? Comes Purim, the other half of the Yotiv. We started everything in Gan Eden with what? With eat from these trees, don't eat from this one. Comes along a Yom Kippur and a Purim. Yom Kippur is the tikkun for having any Eitz Hadas Tovarah. Now keep your hands off, don't eat. Comes Purim and says, but you got to be masake in eating. So we are. Comes Purim, turn it into a Mr. Simcha and eat and drink l'shem shamayim. And dafka wine, especially like Mani Yomer, that it was a Geffen Haya. Let's go be Masakin, but it gets even better. Two halves of a Yotif. Yom Kippur is the one day a year with the rice that is a fast. How do you prepare for Yom Kippur? The one day a year where there's a mitzvah the rice to eat. The hachana to get ready to have the regular kavanas for the fast day of Yom Kippur. What's the hachana? Piggybacks on Brochus Chesem and Beis. The one day a year with the rice, you have a chiyuv to eat and to drink on Erev Yom Kippur. And Purim is with Hapachu. Purim is, we turn it upside down. Purim is the one day a year. It's a Yom Mishnah B'Simcha Betzem. And how do you get ready to eat and drink L'Shem Shamayim? It has to piggyback on a Tanis Esther, the day that directly precedes it. How we go into a Purim where there's a mitzvah to eat on the heels of a mitzvah of Tanis Esther not to eat. We go into Yom Kippur day of not eating on the heels of a day that with the rest is a chiyuv to eat. It's two halves of the same coin. It's mamash to ben hapuchu. And now we're masakin, the eating masakin, the not eating. Amela. And the end of the day, where is Haman Minat Torah Minayin? Choler Gevlam Tesseris Haman Ha'etz. But that's not Haman Ha'etz. It's a Tikkun. Haman, it's a Tikkun. Purim, which is the Av, Purim, which is Lipsumi, Purim, which is Hadas, which is Meredachya. Now we can go back to Gan Eden, like this form, right? We can go Chadre Chador, maybe when our Rishus, when Mamash going into a day that's Mesha Shaychi, Tachra Seyom, and we go back in. And Haman gets hung in a tree. What tree does he get hung on? The closure of the whole thing, Zog the Das, the Kingdom of Ali Atesis, and Bracious Prayer, Gimel. Posik and Aleph, I'm in the eight. Esav and Menrish, and Eomer Letlotzchal, eight. I want to hang you on the tree. Va'alta Yigon, eight. I'm going to put away the eight of Das. V'yishomer Lahamon, she Yisalolav. Korebei, I'm in the eight. Haman, which hot tree was Haman hung in the eight of Das? And what is a hung in the eight of Das? Because Purim is now Shlom of the whole Tikkun that we ate for the eight of Das. You want to get to the eight of Chaim, no problem. Davka Purim, we're Mesakin by turning it into Yom Mishnah Simcha. We bring about the Shlom of the Tikkun of the Yom Kippur and the Yom Kippurim. We go back to Gan Eden, Al Yaday, the Derech HaChush, the Derech of the Smell. It's a day of Tzchaik, it's a day of Yitzchak, Ozzy Moly, Sukhapino, Achris, Yomim. And today, we mamash go back inside. Haman gets hung on the Eitz HaDos Tovarah. And what do? We make L'chaim after L'chaim to the Eitz HaChaim. Have a good enough. And Gevaldig Gevach up ahead.